coming back to this present moment, here and now. The word here and now might be something abstract, so it's often useful to come back and relay the experience of body. The whole body is sitting, and also the posture, the sense of being centered, not leaning forward or backward, to the right, to the left, but settling in the middle, the centered. Not forced way of being centered, but more naturally relaxed to the being, and body also naturally settled to the place of the center. The key word or important attitude is receiving, allowing, and being, rather than demanding, chasing, even forcing. Just allowing how the body is. It's not like a body should be this, shouldn't be that. Mind would like to think as a habit, but if we notice this gently, let go and coming back the sense of body, allowing how it is and receiving how it is. Also, the nature of attention is the one of being open and relaxed. It's not like we have to be mindful. We should be. I have to. Rather, natural sense of appreciating, receiving, being open and relaxed. Whatever the feeling or sensations we have, we just experience that they are, not like a fixing to find certain sensations, certain experiences, or giving a judgment, this is better, that is wrong, I need to find, I don't feel anything. Those are voices. If we notice it, gently letting go and return to this present moment, receiving how the body is, how the experience of the body is. If you prefer, just stay this experience of body, the whole body sitting. Or if you are used to pay attention to the breath, we can do it, we can do so too. Out breath and in breath. Again, the attitude is not the one of forcing, controlling, but of receiving, appreciating, out breath and in breath, out breath, in breath. Or some people are more used to listening to the sound of silence or resting on the sound of silence. So when we say the present moment, come back to the present moment here and now, these, the experience of the body or the breathing or the sound of silence, these are the reference for the mind to be at this present moment. Body is sitting like this, and out breath, in breath. We are not controlling breath, or again, looking for something special, or making something special, or removing something we do not agree, we do not like. But appreciating gentle, natural rhythm and the flow of the breath. Out breath and in breath. Or simply resting on the sound of silence. As we sit like this, mind becomes more settled, and we start to see how the mind is and how the contents of mind, more than when we are engaged in various activities or in conversation. Mind is more settled, and also more reflective. And notice the contents of the mind too. And this is Rinpoche, Ajahn Chah's summary. He said, what we experience in our mind, the contents of mind, is just like a trains come to the station. The Rinpoche actually named Phalampon, which is Bangkok's central terminal. So as if the trains come to the terminal, to the station, stay there some time, and trains go, depart. Very simple and clear simile, but it explained our mind, experience of the mind, very clearly. The trains, memories, thoughts, ideas, names, feelings, sensations, and so forth, the mind contents, they simply come and they simply go, just as the trains come to the terminal, come to the station. When we say meditation, meditation is not about fixing a trains. I want to have better trains. I don't like these trains. Why I don't want to have any trains? Why do I have these trains? Instead, just simply understanding the nature of the trains, mind the contents, simply come and go. It's not about fixing them, but simply observing, resting in the place of station, terminal. Let them come, let them go. Body is sitting, the breath, out breath and in breath, or a sound of silence. Mind is relaxed and awake. Trains, many, few, long ones, short ones, they simply come and go. We do not have to worry about the trains, because we know trains are simply the nature of coming and going, just sabbe sankhara anicca. All conditions are transient, whether we like, we do not like, familiar, not complicated, simple, great, opposite, mine, theirs, Dhamma, not Dhamma, present, future, or past. Simply, they come and go. So in that sense, meditation or practice is not of struggling. Fighting, looking for, but receiving and resting and at ease. Really.